Today we begin the fourth parak of Maseches Sota. We're going to learn Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, but we pick up at the beginning of the parak on the bottom of Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. This parak is going to describe when the certain Dine Sota do not apply, which women, which circumstances are Dine Sota suspended. So some of them don't have any Dine Sota at all, even if the husband does kinoy and they violate the kinoy and they do the stira, for some reason they don't become asur. In those circumstances, if the husband wants to divorce her, he's going to have to pay her ksuba just like any other time a husband wants to divorce his wife. In other circumstances, we're going to explain that kinoy will work to asur the woman to her husband if she violates the kinoy, but she doesn't have to drink the mesota, and she's going to be usher to her husband forever because there's no way to be mevarer if she was ever tameh. And then there are going to be cases where she's usher to her husband and she doesn't drink and she loses her ksuba, and some cases where she doesn't lose her ksuba. So says the Mishnah, arusa v'shomeres yavam, if you have an arusa, a woman had kiddushin but not yet nisuin, and she's still living in Beis Aviha, and her husband has, or her arus has a kinoy against her, and then she does stira while she's still in arusa. Or a shomeres yavam, a woman's husband died, she did not yet have any children, and she's waiting in her father-in-law's house until her husband's brother performs yibum or chalitza. So if during that time her dead husband's brother is mekane her, and she has yichud, lo shosos, she doesn't drink the mesota to verify whether she's guilty or not, because we're going to see the Torah specifically excludes them from the parsha of Sota, and v'lo notos ksuba, they do not receive the ksuba when they get divorced, because they're the ones that caused that they should become usher to their husband, so and they're the ones that sort of broke apart the marriage, that caused the husband to have to divorce them. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in parsha Sota, in the parsha of Sota, parsha Naso, asher tisti isha tachas isha, with a mapikei, that the woman was tista tachas her husband. So a medayik that the din of sota is only knowing by a woman who's tachas isha, prat la arusa v'shomeres yavam, as opposed to arusa v'shomeres yavam, who's not yet living with that husband. Almana l'koin gadol grusha v'chulutzu l'koin hedyot mamzeres in the sin of Israel. What if you have someone who's married be'isser, who's living in sin? You have an almana that's married to a koin gadol, a grusha or a chalutza that's married to a koin hedyot. In the sina, one of the givonim that were megayer with deceitfulness in the days of Yeshua, and Yeshua declared that they have to be Chot ve'etzim and Shoa ve'mayim, they gave them menial jobs, that they, if they marry a Yisrael, all these cases are regular Yisurim, Ubas Yisrael mamzer nasin, or Bas Yisrael marries a mamzer nasin, lo shosos, the women do not drink the mesota, because the Parsha Sota was only about a woman who you're allowed to be married to. These women are usher to you. V'lo notos ksuba, and they also do not receive their ksuba, because even though they're excluded from drinking the mesota, but they're not excluded from the iser that caused the kinui. So they're the ones that cost themselves the ksuba by violating that iser. Ve'elu shalo shosos v'lo notos ksuba. The following further women also do not drink and do not get a ksuba. Ha'omeris tamayani, a woman who admits that she had cheated on her husband, so we don't give her a drink because there's no sense in it. We already know she's guilty. Vishabola edim she tameo, or edim come and testify that she's tameo, so we don't give her a drink because we already know she's guilty. Valmeriseni shosa, or a woman who says I refuse to drink, so we know she's guilty too. But other cases where a woman does not drink but she does get her ksuba are amr labaila eni mashka. She says to her husband, I don't want to drink to be checked by the mayim. So since she says that, he can't give her amr baila, not she says, the husband says, eni mashka, I don't want to give my wife to drink. So he's the one that caused that she could never be vindicated because he refuses to give her to drink. Or shabaila baala baderech, the husband slept with her on the way toward Yerushalayim, so that causes the mesota to be totally ineffective. Notos ksuba. In those cases, she will receive her ksuba veloshosa, so she's not going to drink the mesota. So now we're going to discuss cases where there's a machlokas. Mesuba aleinat shalosh asu. Let's say say the sota's husband dies before she drinks the mei sota. So now that he's dead, he's not able to be mashka her the mei sota, because the pasuk very clearly says vehevi ish es ishto. You need a husband to be around. So Beishame Amram not those ksuba v'losho. So Beishame says she's still going to receive her ksuba. She's not going to drink because the husband's not around. She can't drink, but we don't know that she's guilty. So why should she lose her ksuba? Veisil Amram osho sos olo notos ksubasan. Beisil says, look, the only way for a woman who's been accused and had stira to ever get her ksuba is if she drinks the mesota. If she will not drink the mesota, then mimela she cannot get her ksuba. So if she's not able to drink, she's not able to get her ksuba either. Further cases where there's machlokas tanaim, whether the woman even drinks at all, you have a case mu'uberes chavero, umeinekes chavero. A guy dies, he leaves a pregnant wife or a nursing wife, or he divorces her while she's pregnant or nursing, and the chum say, you're not allowed to marry that woman until the child is 24 months old, until the child is 2 years old, because the woman needs to be taking care of that child, and we're afraid that he'll be neglected in the excitement of the new marriage. So if a man married this woman within those 24 months, so if there's kinoi and stira, lo shosos, the woman does not drink the mesota, because parsha sota is only by someone that you're allowed to be married to, not by a woman who's usher to you. And since they're the ones, the husbands, the woman is the one that caused the husband to be usher, because they knew that they're not allowed to drink to be mivar the safek, so they don't get their ksuba. Divrei Meir v'chamim omel chamim say yachal hu lahafrisha ulachzir lachrasman. The chamim say, wait a second, meinekas chaverim uberes chaveru is not an iser that's there forever. You know, after 24 months it will become mutter, so he couldn't separate from her, and then after the 24 months of nursing, marry her, take her back into his house, so they're considered to be a woman who's Roi Lekaiman, and therefore they are able to drink. Another machlokes, islandess. A man marries an islandess, a woman who is not able to have children, who is a Kena, or a woman who's past the age of able to have children, Vishain Ruya Leilid, or Stam, a woman who has become infertile from disease or whatever. Lo notos ksuba v'lo shosos. In all those cases, she doesn't get her ksuba and she does not drink the mei sota, because you're not allowed to stay married to such a woman, because her husband has a mitzvah of puravu, and she doesn't get her ksuba because they're the ones that caused the iser, because they knew that they're not allowed to drink and to be part of the safek, and nevertheless the woman still went and had stira after the kinoi. Reb Lazer Omer yachal hu lisa isha acheres v'lifros v'lirbos emena. Reb Lazer says, wait a second, there's no iser in being married to a woman who's unable to have children. There's only an iser in not having children. You can always marry a second wife, right? On a d'oraisa level, it's only chermit Rabbeinu Gershom that we don't marry more than one wife. But on a d'oraisa level, you can marry more than one wife. So therefore, there's no iser to be mekayim this woman, and she's considered royal lekayim, so she's able to be shosa. Vishar kol anashim, and all other women that the husband has kinoyan and then she has sira, o shosos, o lo notos ksuba. Either she drinks and therefore becomes mutter to her husband and is still entitled to a ksuba, and if she doesn't drink, then she will lose out. She will not get her ksuba upon the end of the marriage. Eishes Kohen, if the wife of a Kohen whose husband was mekani her and she had stira, shose umuteres lebaila, she can drink the mesota and she does become mutter to her husband if she's vindicated by the mesota. Eishes Sris, someone who's married to a man, a woman who's married to a man who's unable to have children and the husband does kino and she has stira, shosa, she also drinks the mesota. They call arayos mekanin. A woman who can, the man can do kinoi against the woman even if he suspects her of being with any of the arayos. Doesn't have to be a total stranger. The husband could be mekani his wife. I don't want you to have yichud. I don't want you to be alone with any of the arayos. Chutz min hakatan u'mimisha enoish, except for a child or an animal. That's not considered kinoi. If the man says to his wife, I don't want you alone with that 4-year-old because I don't trust you, or you know, I don't want you alone with that dog because I don't trust you. No, that's not a real kinoi. Ve'elusha Bezin Mekanelahem. The following cases are cases where Bezin will do the kinoi if Bezin sees a certain sense of pritzos. Mishen Scharish Ba'la Unishtata. Let's say the husband became a cheresh or a shota. So he's unable, he doesn't have das anymore, to be able to do a kinui. Oshay chavish beis hasurin, or the husband is in jail, so he's unavailable to be able to do the kinui. He doesn't know what's going on. Lo lashkosa amru. When we say Bezin does the kinui, it doesn't mean that they're going to be able to give her the meisota. That's certainly not. Pasuk says vehevia ish es ishta, that the husband has to be involved in that process. Elo leposla miksubasa. Rather, the kinui of Bezin is going to help to make it that she cannot receive her ksuba. Rabbi Yossi Amar afla hashkosa l'chshei tzimbal in beis hasurin yashkena, that the kinoi Bezdin does can allow the husband eventually to be mashker her the meisota, meaning the Bezdin is going to do the kinoi, and when the husband gets out of jail, if it's the case that he's in jail, when the husband gets out of jail, he's going to be mashker the meisota. So now says the Gemara, it's said in the Mishnah that an arusin and shomeres yavam are not shows to the meisota, and they do not receive a ksuba. Mishtahu de loshasya, they don't drink the mesota to vindicate them. Hakinu mekanila, but it sounds like the husband is allowed to be, or the shomeres yavam, or the yavam is allowed to be mekani them, and through that kinoi they're going to become aser to have stira, because it says in the Mishnah that they don't get their ksuba. So it sounds like they don't get their ksuba because it's their fault. They shouldn't have had stira after the kinoi. So minani mili, how do I know this din that a kinoi of a an arus or of a yavam is going to be enough to aser her from stira, but not enough to make her a sota with all the dinim of sota to even drink the mesota. The Tanur Rabbanu, because the Braisa tells us as follows: Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yamarta. The pasuk says in the mesota, it says v'yamarta aleihem. So those words are a little extra because it already said daber el bnei Yisrael. What's added by v'yamarta aleihem? Lerabos arusa v'shomeres yavam lekinui. To tell me that an arusa and a shomeres yavam can be the subject of kinui, to the extent that when the kinui is done, they are not allowed to have stira. They just can't be the subject of kinui to the extent that they're actually going to drink the mesota. So says Gemara, umas nisin, in our Mishnah that holds that shomeres yavam and arusa are not allowed to be shosa, money, Rabbi Yonason, he follows the sheet of Rabbi Yonason. Titanya, because it says in the Braisa as follows. Pasuk says, tachas isheich. So it sounds like only a woman who's living with her husband drinks the mesota. Prat la rusa, so yachl shani motza av shomeres yavam. So I might think that a shomeres yavam also doesn't drink the mesota. Tamalomar, ish, div Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia thinks shomeres yavam does drink the mesota. That's what we learn from ish. Rabbi Yonason, omer, tachas isheich, prat la shomeres yavam. Otsi shomeres yavam velo otsi es harusa, and I'll exclude a shomeres yavam from drinking and not an arusa, because she is considered tachas isheich. She's tachas the arus. She's in the rishus of the arus. Tamal omer asher tista isha. Tachas isha. So we have an extra miut to tell me prat la rusa. So you see that it is Rabbi Yonason who was it? Yeah, it was Rabbi Yonason who holds that both a shomeres yavam and an arusa do not drink the mesota, against Rabbi Yoshia, who disagreed and thought that while an arusa does not drink the mesota, a shomeres yavam does. Now in the Braisa we see that aside from the machlokes of Yonason and Rabbi Yoshia, whether a shomeres yavam drinks, there's also machlokas, what tachas, who's considered tachas isha in the rishus of the husband. Mar alimalei arusa, Rabbi Yonason thinks an arusa is considered more of a full-fledged wife to be considered tachas isheich, the kiddushay didei v'soklin al yado, because it was his kiddushin that made her an eishes ish. And it's so chamur his kiddushin that she could get skila if she's mezana, as opposed to shomeres yavam, where it's an isser lav. Yavam l'shuk is an isser lav, it's not an isser skila. And it's not his kiddushin that did it to her; it's his brother's kiddushin, his deceased brother's kiddushin. Umara mi ali malei shomeres yavam, and Rabbi Yoshia thinks shomeres yavam is more of a husband. Dola mechsra mesira l'chupa, because the yavam doesn't need to do anything else in order to be married to her other than just sleep with her. You don't need a chupa. It's so she will become his full fledged wife just by having bia. So that makes it that yavam has a more direct relationship with this woman. So that's the machlokas. Machlokas whether, not only whether shomeres yavam will ever have to drink mesota, but also machlokas whether who is more of a wife to the husband, an arusa or a shomeres yavam. So we will start. I guess the first main point on the daf would have just been that the Mishnah gives the list of cases where a sota does not drink and where a sota does not lose her ksuba, and cases that are subject to machlokas. Okay, so we'll stop there. And Bez Hashem will pick up on the bottom of Chavdal and Amar Aleph next time.